Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Not many people know this, but it turns out that I can predict the future, at least as it relates to digital transformation failure. But how exactly do I do it? I'm going to share my secrets here today. My name is Eric Kimberly. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And in addition to helping clients select and implement different types of enterprise technologies, I also have the good fortune of being able to help organizations fix a failure. And in some extreme cases, I also testify in courts in cases where there's a lawsuit involving an enterprise technology failure. So in all this breadth of experience, I get a lot of exposure, my team and I get a lot of exposure to failures and what causes failure and also what causes success. And the good news with all this experience is that there are some pretty simple things that organizations can do to predict failure and avoid failure. And so what I want to do today is talk about the five things that I look for and that I watch for that indicate to me that the project is going to fail. And this is how I predict the future. As I look at these five patterns, and if I see any combination of these five patterns, I know with pretty good certainty that that project is going to fail. Before we dive too far into today's content, I want to invite you to learn a little bit more about Third Stage Consulting, who we are and what we do. I've included a link to a video right here that describes Third Stage in a bit more detail. It talks about our story, our history, our philosophy, our clients, our service offerings, and that sort of thing. But in general, what Third Stage Consulting does is we're an independent and tech agnostic consulting provider. We help clients through their entire digital transformation life cycles, beginning with digital strategy, software evaluation and selection, all the way through and including implementation planning, implementation readiness, and the actual implementation itself. We're technology agnostic, so we only represent our clients' best interests. We do not represent software vendors. But having said that, we work very closely with software vendors, all the leading players that you can imagine we've worked with, both in helping clients evaluate and select them, but also in helping clients implement those solutions as well. So we have a very broad, objective, agnostic view of the market that is meant to really represent your interest as you go through your digital transformation. I also encourage you to scan this QR code right here to get access to our resource center. This resource center has a ton of information, a ton of eBooks that are free. You have access to top 10 software rankings, playbooks for how to make your project more successful, guides to change management, YouTube videos, all kinds of stuff that are going to help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to scan this QR code to get access to those resources. And please feel free to reach out to me directly to brainstorm ideas about your project. Even if it's just informally, you want to bounce around some ideas and get some informal advice, I'd be happy to spend some time with you. So feel free to reach out to me. I've included my contact information below. You can also find it in the description field of this video as well. So the first thing I look for that tells me whether or not a project is going to succeed or fail is the clarity of vision for the overall organization and for the digital transformation itself. What I look for is I try to understand how well aligned and defined is the digital transformation strategy with the overarching goals and objectives of the organization. If it's an organization that doesn't have very good clarity on their strategic direction as an organization as a whole, that tells me that project is likely to fail no matter how well the project is managed. Reason being is that that lack of clarity and that lack of understanding by the rest of the organization is going to create difficulty to be successful in any sort of digital transformation. Even if an organization has a clear vision and strategy for themselves as a whole, if they haven't articulated and connected the dots between overarching strategy and digital strategy, then that project is likely to fail as well. And the reason for that is because what happens is an organization has its strategic goals and objectives up here at a high level, and then down here at the digital strategy and the digital transformation execution level, project teams are often guessing as to what direction to go. So when they make day-to-day decisions on how to customize the system or how to configure the system, how to define a business process or a workflow, the scope of the project, which modules to purchase or include in scope, how to change people's jobs. There's tons of different decisions that need to be made as part of a digital transformation. And if you don't have clarity as to how your digital strategy and your digital transformation project is going to support the overarching goals and objectives of the organization, you're going to be shooting in the dark. You're going to be flying blind, guessing as to what you need to do to make the project successful. And unfortunately, guessing doesn't get the job done, and it almost ensures that your project is going to fail. So if you don't have clarity of vision, that's one thing that tells me that your digital transformation or ERP implementation is highly likely to fail. Another failure factor I look for in digital transformations and ERP implementations is the organization that chooses the software they want. They sign a big contract with the software vendor and the implementation partner, and they just jump right in, bring the army of consultants on board, and they start deploying new technologies. Without having done a proper and a thorough implementation planning and a sort of phase zero to your implementation, you're likely to fail because your organization and your team is not ready. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what the blueprint for the organization is going to be in the future. You don't know how you're going to mobilize resources, and you probably don't even fully understand what your implementation plan and budget really is. Your software vendor may have given you a high-level estimate or some sort of a proposal for one work stream within the overall digital transformation, which is the software work stream, but it's highly likely that they did not tell you what it's going to take to change your business processes, to change your organization, to define the architecture and the integration between your legacy systems and the new systems. All those different things need to be defined in detail during the phase zero implementation planning. Now, software vendors might tell you, yeah, we got it. We're going to do that for you. Well, they're not going to do it for you. What they're going to do is ask you the questions they need to design and configure software. But what you need as part of your digital transformation to be successful is to define how your business is going to look in the future. What do you want to be when you grow up? What's your future state operating model? How are you going to be organized in the future? What are the expected business benefits? How are you going to mobilize your internal team? And if you don't have all the stuff ready by the time you start the implementation with your vendor and your implementation technical partners, you're highly likely to fail in those cases. And one thing we found is that organizations that invest the time and resources and effort into their phase zero implementation planning are going to save exponentially more time and money later on, more so than if they would have just jumped straight into the implementation and gotten started right away.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
The next thing I look for to determine whether or not a project is going to fail is the organizational change strategy. If an organization has a digital strategy that entails a change strategy that only covers basic training and communications, I know that project is probably going to fail. And the reason for that is because today's technology is so disruptive to organizations that training and basic communications is not enough. If you wait until end user training to really get into the weeds of how people's jobs are going to change and what their roles are going to look like going forward, then you've waited too long. People are going to panic, they're going to push back, and you might as well get that out of the way as early in the project as possible. And the best way to get that out of the way as early as possible is to make sure you have a robust and a complete organizational change plan. Now, I'm not going to dive into organizational change strategies and give you any specific tips at this point, but what I can do is point you to this playlist right here that covers everything related to organizational change management. It's all the YouTube videos I've done that covers anything to do with change management. So if you check that playlist right here, it'll dive into more detail as far as what you should do and how to define an organizational change strategy. But suffice to say, the organizations that don't invest in change management are the ones that are highly likely to fail. And in fact, every expert witness engagement that I've been involved with, and there's been about 50 or more so far in my career, every single one of those has failed to invest in effective organizational change management. And that is the number one most common pattern among the 50 or so expert witness cases that I've had to analyze, write reports for, and testify for. Another thing I look for to determine whether or not a project is going to fail is the balance of power between the client, the end customer, and the implementation vendors. software vendor, system integrator, implementation technical partner, VAR, whatever you call them, the people that focus on the software implementation. If that balance of power is off to where the vendors and or the implementation technical partners have too much power, then chances are extremely high that your project is going to fail. And the reason for that is because at this point, it becomes their project, not your project. They're going to create a solution that they might feel comfortable with, but probably isn't going to work for your business unless you tell them what it is you need and you have clear direction and clarity and parameters around what the project is going to look like and what the end results are. Instead, what organizations need to do is they need to take control and ownership of the project and at the very least be on even footing with the system integrator or the outside vendors. And this is a very difficult thing to quantify, but I can tell by looking at a project whether or not there's the appropriate balance of power and the appropriate investment in the project compared to the client and the vendors. And if you have clarity around how you want your project to look, if you've done the phase zero implementation planning that I've talked about before, that's going to give you a tool set to be able to manage the system integrator and to manage your software vendor rather than the software vendors managing you. And once you take control and you start to manage the project and you define your future state, you define how technology is going to support your business going forward, you make more of the critical decisions around how you're deploying new changes to your organization, the more likely it is you're going to be highly successful in that case. Now, the problem is for those of you that are going through transformations, oftentimes that's not your main business. Your core business is something completely different, and you only go through these projects hopefully every 10 or 20 or 30 years. So you do need outside experts, but you don't want to be so dependent on them that you have this sort of learned helplessness to where you defer everything to them. So instead, it's important to make sure that you take the time to have that roadmap and clarity so that you can manage the experts that come in to provide the technology competencies that you need. Now, the final thing I'll talk about here today that determines whether or not a project is going to fail is whether or not the organization has realistic expectations for their transformation. Those organizations that have unrealistic expectations are extremely likely to fail. The reason for that is because they have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They have no idea how much time and money they're about to spend, but they're guessing and they're assuming that that guess is right, and it is rarely, if ever, correct. Organizations that have unrealistic expectations also face the problem of making really bad decisions later on as they try to make decisions to force fit the overall project into an unrealistic timeline, scope, budget, etc. And that leads to a bunch of downstream problems later on. For example, we worked with clients that had started their project with completely unrealistic expectations. They had timelines and budgets that were never going to happen, but then they start making decisions to try and force the transformation into that timeline and that budget. So because it won't fit the way they originally thought, they start cutting things. They start cutting rounds of integration testing. They start cutting some of the organizational change activities. They start assuming that they're not going to redefine their business processes. They're just going to implement technology to do things the same way they've always done them because it's easier and faster that way in the short term. So those are just a few examples of how organizations end up making bad decisions later on that compound the problem that started back in the very beginning when they had those unrealistic expectations, which is why it's so important that you take software vendor proposals and estimates for time, budget, and resources. You have to take those with a grain of salt because they're trying to sell you software and you need to be realistic about what it's really going to take for your project. And not only that, software vendors are trying to convince you that they can deploy technology, but again, your goal is to deliver a business and digital transformation to your organization, and those are two very different things, two very different plans, and two very different resource and budget allocations. So if you go in with realistic expectations, you're not guaranteed success, but you've eliminated one of the biggest risk factors that lead to digital transformation failure. Now, for more information on how to make your digital transformation successful, I encourage you to download our ebook called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. This provides a number of lessons that will help you through your digital transformation, and you can download that for free on our website. You can scan the QR code right here, or you can go to the links below. So I hope you found this information useful, and I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.